Magic 92.5 presents Jagger and Christie's Christmas Wish, made possible by Altus Schools.
It's time for another Christmas wish, and this morning we have Kim on the phone. Hey, good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Hi, Kim. We got your nomination for Christmas wish for Patricia. Now, how do you know Patricia?
I met Patricia when I moved here to San Diego around 25 years ago on my first job, and we have been BFFs ever since.
Wow, so you guys got a history together. Well, we're going to get her on the line, and what we would like you to do is read your nomination, if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind at all. Thank you so much.
All right, hang on. Let's get her on here. Hang on.
Hello?
Hi, is this Patricia?
Yes.
Patricia, it's Jagger and Christie calling from Magic 92.5. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good.
Good.
How are you?
We're
good.
Excellent.
I bet you're wondering why we're calling.
Yes.
Well, we do a program called Christmas Wish every year, and we have someone you know very well on the line. Say hi to your friend, Kim.
Hi, Trish. Oh, yeah. Hello. I don't know. I'm a little nervous here.
Don't be nervous. Kim nominated you for a Christmas wish, Patricia. Is it okay if she goes ahead and reads her nomination?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead, Kim.
Okay. Patricia Barter has been my best friend for past 25 years and has always been a giving, selfless, and unconditionally loving person. Patricia will help anyone in need, even at the risk of herself doing without. Patricia has never asked anyone for any help, even though she has needed help at times over the years. This year, Patricia has faced emotional pain and loss, as well as a huge financial loss. Patricia lost her daughter Roxanne to a cardiac arrest in the beginning of June and lost her husband Stephen 3 weeks later at the end of June from a broken heart and complications from COVID. Mm. Patricia has a huge financial burden this year and continues to take care of her other 3 daughters and 10 grandchildren. Patricia has a 2002 Dodge Caravan that she uses to transport the family and pick up her grandchildren from wherever they need to go and take them to appointments. I don't know how she will be able to handle Christmas without some help. I know that Magic 92.5 can't grant every wish, but please consider Patricia for this year's Christmas wish. She is so deserving. Thank you, Jagger, Christie, Sammy, and Magic 92.5 for your consideration and all that you do for the community.
Wow. Well,
Kim, thank you for your nomination. And Patricia, we want to start off by saying we are so very sorry for your loss, the loss of your daughter and the loss of your husband.
Thank you.
So what we want to do is maybe make Christmas a little brighter, okay?
I know. Okay. Are you making it through okay? I mean, I know this has to be just huge and hard. And how are you feeling right now?
You know, we're just hanging on to each other. We're getting through this.
Well, I tell you what, there's a lot of people hanging on to each other. There's a lot of folks going on here. So here's what you want to do. Yeah. First of all, do you have a Christmas tree, Patricia?
No.
Okay. Well, we're going to fix that because our good friend, Chicken Charlie, has got a Christmas tree lot at Grossmont Center, and he wants to make sure that your family has the most beautiful Christmas tree this year. So you guys are going to go down there and pick one out, okay?
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. And then if you want to make that tree look beautiful, we've got a $75 gift card to Armstrong Garden Centers, and you can get your wreaths and your Christmas decorations and make the tree look great, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right.
So let's talk about your family for a second. You have 3 daughters, correct?
Yes.
What are your daughters' names?
My oldest is Sylvia. The next one down is Valerie. And the youngest is Jessica.
Okay. And then you have the daughter that you lost as well.
Yes.
And what was her name?
Roxanne.
And we'll be saying a prayer for you and your daughter, Roxanne. I just can't imagine right before the holidays going through what you're going through. So we want to try to make it a little bit easier. And we know your daughter's had kids. How many grandkids do you have?
10.
That's a great number.
Holy moly.
I love that number. That's a great number. That makes grandma happy, doesn't it?
Well, so, and are you planning on having Christmas dinner, Patricia, for all the grandkids and your daughters?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we have some friends at Barron's Market, and we want to give you a $100 gift card to Barron's Market so you can go get Christmas dinner and put food on the table and maybe everybody just kind of hang together and have a wonderful time at Christmas.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Now, the kids, we want to make sure that the grandkids have some things to open up under the tree on Christmas morning. So we want to start off with Adrian. And Adrian is 5. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. So for Adrian, we've picked out the Eggmazing. I know he likes dinosaurs. It's the Eggmazing Dino-Mazing Egg Decoration Kit for him, okay?
Oh, thank you. I like that.
And we're also, you wrap up the Paw Patrol Dino Patroller toy set. So he's going to have nothing but dinos on Christmas morning, if that's okay. Is that all right?
Yes, thank you.
And tell me about Amelia and Alessa. I know they're both 7, correct?
Yes, they are.
You have to think, right?
You got 10 of them.
Well, for...
girls.
And they kind of hang around together, and, you know, do they kind of gravitate toward each other?
Well,
we have Glitter Girl Sweet Shop toy set for Amelia, and we've got a chocolate pen DIY baking creation set for Alessa.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Now, and Kylie is 16, right?
Yes.
Okay, Kylie likes, makeup, and she's into that kind of thing.
Yes.
All right, well, listen, we're going to get Kylie her very own $100 gift card to go to Target, and you let her get whatever makeup she wants, okay?
Okay.
Beautiful.
You think she'll like that?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, good, good, good.
Okay, so Ismail, Anthony, and Bubba, these guys are into sports, huh?
Yes.
Well, we're going to give each of them a $100 gift card to Easy Toys, official sports store, so they can go pick out some stuff they like, some swag.
Oh, thank you. My goodness.
They've got jerseys, they've got hats, so whatever team they like, whatever they can get, whatever they want there at Easy Toys, official sports store. And then let's talk about Daisy, Bobby, and Angelo. They like gaming, right?
Yes.
Okay, Patricia, there's a game that's coming out this year. It's called the PS5, and it's
kind of hard to get.
Just incredibly hard to get. We really wanted to get you guys a PS5. So that's what we did.
Whoa.
We got you one, but here's the thing. It's got to stay at Grandma's house, okay?
Oh.
Okay.
The kids got to come.
I like that. Maybe I can start playing myself.
There you go.
Well,
and the kids can come to your house and play PS5 anytime they want. So we're going to get that all hooked up.
Oh, thank you so much.
And then for each of them, they get a $100 gift card to GameStop, so they can go ahead and get their favorite game, all right?
Oh, thank you so much.
I think everybody's going to have a lot to do this Christmas.
too. And then our friends at Better Off Med Spa, they are helping us out with Christmas Wish, too, and they just wanted to make sure that there was something else you needed. They're going to give you a $200 gift card that you can use for whatever you need to fill in the blanks at Christmas time. Okay, Patricia?
Oh, thank you.
Now, I honestly don't think $100 is going to cover your Christmas dinner. Do you, Jagger?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, because 10 grandkids, you got lots of folks over
daughters,
there.
Daughters, everything. So, we want to make sure that your family has the best Christmas ever, and we're going to give you a $500 gift card to Walmart so you can go get whatever you need to make it just perfect.
Oh, my God.
Is it going to help out a little bit?
Oh, yeah. We're going to be able to have a Christmas. We are. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Now,
just one more thing, though.
Yeah, we worry about that.
Oh, my goodness.
We worry about the van, because there's a lot of kids going back and forth, and you're in charge of getting everybody to where they need to be. And we understand that the van could probably use a little tune-up, maybe some new brakes and an oil change. So our good friends at Ochoa's Automotive in Lemon Grove have told us that they would like to take your van, and they would like to put brakes on it, tune it up, and give you an oil change, and make that thing safe for all the kids to drive in, okay?
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Yeah, we've been making double trips and stuff to get everybody around because of the van. My God.
And the van's just...
Oh, my.
It's kind of... It just needs to be solid so that you don't have to worry at all, Patricia. That's our wish. We don't want you to worry.
Thank you so much.
You're very
welcome.
Oh,
my God. This is a miracle. It really is a miracle.
From the bottom of our hearts, we wish you a very Merry Christmas with your family, and we hope you can heal from the loss that you've suffered.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, Kim, thank you for letting us know about Patricia. You are a great friend of 25 years, and we appreciate that.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I love you, Patricia.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you so much.
Okay, now there's only one more thing we have to do to make this wish come true, and I just need a Merry Christmas on the count of three. Are you ready? One, two, three.
Merry Christmas!
If you know someone who could use some help this season, nominate them. Or you can even give back and make someone's Christmas wish come true. Magic 92.5's Christmas Wish, presented by Altus Schools, a custom pathway to success for students.